The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This was an interesting email I want to share with you guys. Chris writes, my 10-year-old son asked my wife, how does he know if he is gay? He won't open up to me. My wife told him to talk to me. His pediatrician offered a visit with her, but we are uninsured. If my boy is confused at 10 years old, I'm not sure where to go with this. Okay, this is a very interesting question, and the thing is it's actually very, very common. Many kids will ask their parents if they're gay or not. They will. All right? That's just what kids do. The reason why is 10 years old is about fifth grade, so it's middle school. I have a patient going through the same thing. All right? Where the child goes up and goes, how do I know if I'm gay? I think we've all kind of not understood the concept when we were younger. It would be thrown around school, and a lot of misinformation goes, so people don't know. I mean, that's why kids should not get sex information from their friends, you know, in the third and fourth grade. They should get it from you. So first and foremost, all right, this is a very, very common question. So most kids ask older sister, older brother, the dog, grandma, grandpa, they do, all right, because they're hearing the stuff at school. So what you usually do whenever this is, and because, again, you want to have a very, very educated discussion with your child, you go, what's making you think you're gay, you know? Now, they may say, well, the kids at school call me gay. Well, okay, and why? I don't know, they're just bullies. Okay, well, you know, that's a very, very common situation. A lot of kids, they're not politically correct. They're very rude. They're bullied. People are still using that term negatively when they shouldn't anymore. And, you know, being gay, being homosexual is a huge demographic and, you know, part of our American population. But, you know, these kids are going to say things. I mean, you know, there's still a lot of cut downs people get on race and all that because these kids, you know, little kids can be jerks sometimes. So you want to know, okay, why? Number two, you know, maybe it's because I grabbed a pink crayon and somebody at school said, or older brother said, because I like the pink crayon. Okay, I mean, remember, being gay is not a simple thing, just like being straight is not a simple thing. It's a very, very complex physiological process, personality, beam. So, obviously, your kid is going to be hearing things at school or watching a movie or something and, you know, not being able to conceptualize the information. So, your job is to tell them what a gay person is, all right, or a straight person is and what they do. If you don't want to go into too much detail, you don't have to. Now, many times a fifth grader may not be able to handle all that information and all that talk. So another approach you could say is, you know, look, you know, many people don't know. Many people do not know what they are until well into high school or well into their 20s. You know, some people only love girls. Some people only love boys. Some people don't love at all. Some people love both. You know, you will learn this as you get older and talk to me about your feelings and any questions you ask me. You could table it, you know, say, you know, most people don't know, But, you know, don't give him, well, you're gay if you like Barbara Streisand or Cher or, no, that doesn't, that, those are like just stereotypes. That absolutely makes no sense. Now, why would this be such a common question in middle school? Why do I see this a lot in my practice? Why? The reason why is there's a time in a child's life when they're at school and some of the other kids may be on a faster track. So the kids around them are all talking about, like, nowadays the word is crushes. When I was in fifth grade, you were always going with somebody. You were going with this person, going with this person. And so here you may have a child, a girl or a boy, who is like, okay, gosh, you know, everybody's going with somebody or everybody has a crush. I guess I need to, too. So they look around at their options. And they look around at their options in class and go, oh, gosh, I don't like him. I don't like him. Or the boys may go, oh, I don't like her. I don't like her. I don't like her. And so then they may deduce that if they don't have a crush on somebody of the opposite sex, then that means they're gay. And no, that has nothing to do with that. Just because you are not attracted to a certain guy or girl does not mean that defines who you are sexually. So these are the things you need to get to the root of and have the kid talk to you. You know, go, you know, why do you think you're gay? Well, because I don't think any girls in my class are pretty. Now, I know you may want to answer, you know, I saw the girls in your class. You ain't lying about that one. You're right on the money with that one. Wait till high school, boy. Don't say that, but you see what I mean? So they may be going around thinking something that, you know, when they're, and this goes for anything. You know, oh, the kids at school are calling me dyslexic. Well, what do they know about dyslexia? The diagnosis of the way you interpret what you see and read, and well, you know. So you need to tell them that these kids are not God. They're not your parents, and these kids are uneducated about a lot of things. So they may throw these terms around. Kids are calling each other ADD. You suffer from attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. They're running around in middle school saying this to each other. You have Asperger's. You have Asperger's. And the kid's like, what are you talking about? And what? Why? That's not bad. What? You know? Yeah, you know, so you need to find out exactly what is his concern, why he thinks he is, and make sure that you are there with open arms to be able to talk to them about things. Because if somebody thinks they cannot talk to you and the family, one of you had asked me a couple years ago, you know, because you're very religious, how do you stop the kid and steer him toward the right direction? It's not going to happen. It's innate. Okay? And you don't want to scare him off where he won't come to you because he thinks you're going to freak out. Make sure you're open. Make sure you have dialogue because he may be going through some confused times on exactly where his identity needs to be. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Dr. Dolly.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing interesting for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. And thanks to you all for tuning in. Don't forget, I'm getting older. Did you see my reaction time? I'm getting older. It's slowing down. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network. Big thanks to you all. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so they're saying over the next week, we are going to have a better handle on what we're looking at here in America in terms of our risk with Ebola. Now that we know a second nurse who had taken care of Thomas Duncan had been infected and had acquired the disease, apparently she and I think the other nurse are being transferred to hospitals either in Maryland or Atlanta, etc., to get treatment. And then the news that she had a fever when she was the second nurse, Miss Vincent, had a fever when she was on the plane traveling to her family in Ohio. they say be prepared next week for us to kind of know where we're going with this, okay? You know, earlier in the week or last week, everyone was like, oh, come on, it was only one case. None of Thomas Duncan's family members that were taking care of him when he was sick got it. You know, we're at the 21-day period by the end of this week for incubation. Everybody's kind of blowing this out of proportion. Then all of a sudden, one of the nurses comes down with Ebola, and then the next nurse comes down with it. All right, and then we're like, all right, guys, all right, so two nurses that work with him got sick. All right, they're being treated. They're going to be okay. No reason to blow this out of proportion. They were watched. They didn't have contact with other people when they had the fever. Well, then news broke yesterday that actually the nurse had a fever when she was on the plane. So she had flown back on Monday, had a fever, and then everyone's like, oh, okay, well, you know, she's in trouble. This is her fault. She should have known better. She shouldn't have tried to jump on a plane. Then we find out she actually called the CDC and called authorities going, are you sure it's okay? Her temperature was only 99.5, right? I guess 100.4 was the cutoff. We're being told she wasn't told go ahead and fly, but she was not told to not fly, you see? So she flies. Yeah, she has a baseline fever, okay? Flies on Frontier Airlines, I think flight 1143, gets back to Dallas. Goes, okay, now I really feel this fever, come on. Goes into quarantine, etc. Now you have people freaking out in Ohio. Apparently the CDC hotline is being called by hundreds of people now every day, every hour, on, you know, what's going on, could I have been exposed, etc. And so, you know, again, a lot of questions. You know, how come the family was, you know, didn't get sick when he was there and, you know, drinking from glasses and, you know, silverware and using the bathroom and sweaty near them, et cetera, if he had a sweaty fever. But the healthcare workers in gowns were the ones that got it. Why? What, when I hear that, when I hear somebody really close to somebody that could have gotten sick didn't, but people that had protective gear did, I don't think so much of the, the dose of the fluids as much as I think of immunity. I think of a disparity in what the immune system could probably be. Now, how everybody is trying to justify this is they're saying, well, probably he was symptomatic but not giving off Ebola. And as the Ebola churned and got to more of a degree when he was more at risk of dying, that's when his Ebola was more contagious. That's a theory. Okay, why did the hospital workers at the end of his life be the ones to get sick and not the ones early in his illness? Well, maybe because it's more potent, maybe it's a lot easier for people to get, and maybe these people getting Ebola and being afflicted with Ebola in West Africa it's because they're dealing with people end stage. That could be a theory. The other theory is you have people out there that are immune, and you have people that out there that aren't. So how would you rule that out? Well, I'm not saying all the healthcare workers should have come down with it, if that's the case, but it would be difficult to. You know, the question is, well, then he really wasn't that contagious when he went back home? And he was, you know, it's kind of confusing. So right now, they're saying what happens in the next 7 days will tell us a lot about the potential risk to medical professionals facing any future Ebola cases and as well as future Americans. Now, from what we understand, a lot of the nurses have been talking striking or, walking off the job. I'm not really sure what's going on with that. The union representing the nurses said that the protocols in Dallas were missing and inadequate. They said when the CDC issued updates, as they did with late covers, we followed their guidelines. The hospital said in an email today, the hospital didn't initially have the isolation units, and some of the first batch that arrived were too big for the nurses. It's possible that nurses used tape to cinch the suits for a better fit. So basically, you've been hearing talk that the nurses were told to tape up their coverings. And that's why two of them could have come down with Ebola. If the leggings or certain things don't fit, if they were just a one-size-fits-all or something, then you do what you have to. You tape up, you cover up, you do what you can. I mean, you know, it's very, very hard. I mean, if I was a nurse at the time, so we're talking now a couple weeks ago, and there's somebody sick, and the hazmat suit that I thought I would need hasn't come in, am I not going to jump in and help? Am I not going to, you know, we want our staff protected, and that's the hospital's job, to protect the staff and to be ready. But, you know, I understand why these nurses went to the tape, because they're going to do what they can to protect themselves and jump in and help the patient. That's what you have to do. I can't tell you how many women I delivered that were just starting to deliver in the middle of a hallway. You know, yeah, I'm going to do what I can. I want to get gloves to protect them, you know, but I wasn't able to get all on all full body gear and mask and all that, so I wouldn't get exposed to bodily fluids. I'm trying to catch a baby that's coming out. So, you know, especially even in the ER setting, you know, a lot of times you don't have all the time you need to get what you need on. Now, I remember one of the medical students would just walk around with gloves. So we go in and out of rooms, hit, walk into the ER with gloves on. Well, now he's touching door handles. Those gloves are clean. So remember him getting yelled at, no, put the gloves on when the patient comes. So they're fresh gloves. I get that. But, you know, it got to the point where you're just walking around with gloves on so that, you keep changing them. So, you know, I still don't want everybody panicking and, you know, we don't want to over quarantine, but we are starting to see reports in these different cities, somebody being screened for Ebola because they have a fever. Ebola-like symptoms. Nobody wants to miss what happened, at Texas Presbyterian. So you're going to start to see an over, I need people in the media to stop saying that the media is over exaggerating. We need that stopped. Because we don't want somebody going, look, we're not going to over-quarantine and have public ridicule. Right now they're saying this hospital is facing a lot of heat. In fact, right here, USA Today, CDC Dallas Hospital feels heat as Ebola fears grow. And, you know, I'm not sure what's going to happen litigation-wise with the hospital, but, you know, you now have two nurses sick. Looks like they were transmitting the blood through the pneumatic tubes, which, again, might have been deemed safer than somebody kind of walking down hall after hall with somebody possibly having access to grab the blood. I can understand why you want to keep it away from people walking down halls, you know, but the pneumatic system could still pose a threat to other specimens if it broke or there was something on the side of the tube, etc. The U.S. House of Representatives panel on Thursday is set to examine today, actually they've been doing this, what actions federal health officials are taking, what should be taking. And, you know, I think it's about time for us to figure out what's going on. I think even San Francisco Airport is going to start upping their airport screenings. Washington Dulles, Newark's Liberty, Atlanta's Jackson, Chicago's O'Hare. They're starting to screen passengers more. But, you know, as we look at the airline screenings and ramping up those efforts and talking about stopping flights and or screening people for fever, we had somebody with a fever. It was 99.5. Luckily, she checked her temperature. How many of us feel a little warm and we're like, well, it's probably hot outside? And we may not really step up and call it a fever or check our temperature unless we really feel high. I feel warm once in a while, and then it goes away. I don't stop everything to go and check my temperature. Luckily, these nurses did. And I'm really proud of these nurses. They're heroes. They put their lives on the line to help Thomas Duncan and to prevent other people from getting sick. So we'll keep you guys posted as we get more information. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 33 minutes past the hour, 1-877-DOCDAHLI, 1-877-DOCDAHLI. Before we move on to some other medical headlines, there's been some breaking news and some rumors circulating that President Obama might have been exposed to Ebola. Now, I don't know where this is coming from. I did a search, and the only thing I see here is a quote from President Obama saying, "I hugged and kissed." And that was in quotes, and they were talking about Ebola workers. Okay? Now, or the nurses, or the workers, I guess, at Emory. So, apparently Obama told reporters that he had close contact with healthcare workers treating Ebola patients while visiting Emory University Hospital in Atlanta and felt safe doing so. This is Obama's quote. I shook hands with, hugged, and kissed, not the doctors, but a couple of nurses at Emory because of the valiant work they did in treating one of the patients. They followed the protocols. They knew what they were doing, and I felt perfectly safe doing so. So, I don't know where these rumors are coming. No, nobody's putting President Obama into quarantine. Although, I mean, would we even notice, right? Right? You know, because he's usually on the golf course. But still, you could all relax, all right? You know, he was just talking about how he gave hugs and kisses to, you know, I'm sure many of us have been exposed to things that we didn't realize we could have been because of all the interactions with people. No sense making a big deal out of that at this point in time. Also breaking news, a Yale student who is exhibiting Ebola-like symptoms had recently traveled to Liberia. So this student is being evaluated, according to Thomas Balsazak, chief medical officer for Yale New Haven Hospital. Sent a press conference, the patient is in good condition and remained in isolation at the facility. Apparently the patient was a researcher from Yale University, but the hospitals, I guess, would not confirm who the person was, you know, for privacy concerns. Apparently the patient had returned from Africa, had been monitoring their symptoms since their return. He said the patient contacted their primary physician as soon as they came down with a fever and was quickly admitted for emergency care. Right now, no news if this Yale student has Ebola, but right now a specimen was collected and being sent to a testing facility in Massachusetts. They're expecting to get preliminary results sometime in the next 24 hours. A lot of praying is going on, I can tell you that right now. Again, the symptoms were, I believe, just fever. We're not really getting, you know, you hear in the news, you know, someone's eliciting symptoms, et cetera. You're like, what symptoms? Usually the first symptoms would be fever. Sometimes there could be nausea. Thing is, I mean, how many times have you felt crappy when you had a fever, you know, and felt nauseous? A lot of us do. So, again, I'm just hoping they figure this out and we could make sure this gets controlled, because if they're freaking out with everybody having a fever that might have had contact with Africa, et cetera, and we're coming into flu season, or we start to have people concerned that they were in Dallas or now on this flight to Ohio, you know, and people start to freak out about that, this is going to be a very, very rough flu season. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So as if we don't have enough crap to worry about, now we have fleas in northern Arizona testing positive for plague. According to reports, fleas collected from burrows around Donnie. This is, I think, north west of Flagstaff. I'm trying to remember some of my geography there. Are testing positive for plague. Now, this is supposed to be the similar plague that, I guess, hit Europe about 150 years ago. I'm sorry, not 150 years ago. It ravaged over 150 years back in the 14th century, known as the Black Death. I think this is also what Ring Around the Rosie song came from. Pocket full of posy, ashes, ashes, I'll fall down, because they would burn, you know, the dead people that had plague so it wouldn't spread. Apparently, ABC 15 News in Phoenix reports that residents throughout the area have already been notified by the Coconino County Public Health Services, which conducted the testing, that the plague is present, and the situation will be continually assessed to determine whether or not further action is needed to contain the disease. Authorities say this is the first time plague, that type of activity was reported in the area, and that the disease is known to be endemic to the area. Just how widespread, they have no idea. Apparently, this Black Death back in the 14th century wiped out about 60% of Europe's population. Yersinia pestis, I believe, was the name of the pathogen. So, yeah, there it is, Yersinia pestis, okay? It's the bacteria that had caused the Justinian plague, the Great Plague, and the Modern Plague, latter of which most recently spread without China, partially to the United States back in the 1860s. So, luckily, we have antibiotics, we have, you know, better hygiene, etc., but, you know, we're talking about fleas here, you know, and so, you know, fleas are kind of hard to control because they kind of fly around and jump around, etc. Now, this isn't the first time we heard it. We've talked about the four corners. You guys know the four corners. You got New Mexico, Arizona, Utah, Colorado. So, this is where they all meet, that little, you know. And they say right now humans have very low risk of contracting the plague from these fleas. However, they want to make sure people know fleas can bite humans. Just like household pets, cats, dogs, they could also bite. So you need to be cautious because there's a pneumonic plague where there was a person, I think, out of Lake Tahoe years ago. Cat was coughing on her. She was like, oh, poor baby. Oh, my baby kitty cat. You know, kitty cat was coughing. And, you know, when your cat has a little cough, like, oh, my little baby has a fur ball. Let me just give you gizzies. Well, the cat had the plague and then she got the plague and they died. This was like years ago, decades ago. And so your animals could give it to you, which is why when your animal is sick, I would strongly suggest, I don't want to say you flee, or I know, flee, I know. Yeah, I love my animals, but sometimes we just need to kind of, you know, run from them. The kid, just bring the cat to the vet, okay? All right, you could do that. Pretty easy stuff. All right, let me see what else we have here. Pickles apparently are superfoods. Very interesting. Pickles. They are fermented, and fermented foods have some health perks. All right? Fermented foods, not very rare, right? You know, people eat sauerkraut, and cheese is fermented, and beer, etc. All right, well, now they're saying that pickles are a superfood. All right, but in addition to other foods that are fermented, all right, apparently fermentation involves good microorganisms that break down or partially digest food, so the nutrients are a little easier to get into your body and absorb. They think fermented foods also strengthen immunity. Not to mention the fermentation helps extend the shelf life. You can have pickles in your fridge for like ever. Okay, miso paste. They say miso as in miso soup. They say the darker the miso, the longer it has been fermented, the more saltier and stronger the flavor would be. Miso may be a nice superfood. Sourdough bread, lower glycemic index than some of the other breads like white bread, etc. But that, I guess fermented. Pickles are soaked in brine, I think. Wine and beer. Fermented. All right, so what does that mean? Does that mean you have to eat? See, I don't know. See, pickles, to me, I get really nervous about the acidity. I love pickles. Oh, God, there was a restaurant in L.A. I don't know if it was Saul's or Solly's. And we would go there, and there would be a jar of pickles just sitting there on the table. So you know how you go into a, you know, a Mexican restaurant, and they immediately serve you chips and salsa right away? With this, there was just a jar of pickles, but it would be in a glass, I guess, jar or open thing, and you would grab the pickle, and you would just sit there and munch on the pickle. It was awesome. Then I would get like a Frankfurt something, and I would get some sort of a hot dog, and it was like my favorite meal. I was like such a happy girl because I had my pickle and my Frankfurt. Happy girl. It's all I need. Just feed me. All right. Okay, so you can eat your pickles. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk about sleep deprivation and more medical news. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-91-STEEL.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia. and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. About a year or two ago, one of you had asked me about dog and cat health pet insurance. Is it worth buying pet insurance? This was kind of at the height of a lot of the Obamacare changes, and, you know, you were thinking about cutting corners, and it was pretty expensive. So we kind of had a discussion, but some pet news has kind of brought this subject back to the forefront. So we're going to talk about the average cost of some of these surgeries for pets. And this was interesting. There was a headline talking about how dogs are 10 times more likely than people to need ACL surgery, right? Your anterior collateral ligament. And a lot of us will blow it skiing or will some sort of sport. And apparently dogs, we've known this, a lot of ligament tears, very, very common. And I guess these dogs are 10 times more likely. Whether you play basketball, soccer, volleyball, these dogs have you beat. And I don't know if it's because they always kind of run like my dog. You know, my lab goes crazy whenever it's time to eat. You know, I don't understand. He's really well fed, but he just, you know, and he runs and he, you know, is very dramatic with his leaping. So maybe that's why he hurts himself. Maybe it's because he trips over the other dog. I don't know. But these dogs tend to be more prone to that. Dogs and animals are also living longer. So, you know, how we talked about how us adults, our life expectancy is rising now well into the 80s. And so we obviously have more issues with our joints. Well, dogs and cats are too. So as your dogs and cats get older, then you're going to start seeing more old age problems with these animals. I hate saying that. Now, dogs may not, I don't know if they necessarily have an ACL, but they have this, I guess this cranial cruciate ligament. I don't know much about orthopedics in these animals. But apparently, there was an evaluation of how much these things cost. And, you know, according to dogs, or according to this study, like dog surgery can cost up to $5,000 for one of these repairs. We humans, you know, would cost about maybe $27,000 plus, but we have insurance. What if you don't have pet insurance? I looked up a site at some of the costs of some of these surgeries and some of the most common pet surgeries, and this comes from petinsurance.com, VPI, Veterinary Pet Insurance. So this is probably one of the many policies that are out there. And I don't know if I could look up what the price would be, but they brought up on this site, and again, I can't verify, but having pets of my own, I don't think some of these are that far off. But, like, when you look at dogs, they say the average veterinary cost to take care of a benign skin mass can sometimes be close to $1,000. Abscesses, inflammation, pressure ulcer, $458. Tooth extraction, $828. A torn ligament, they're still saying ACL, but maybe they're CCL. $2,666 average vet cost, even though that other site said $5,000. Malignant skin mass, $1,400. Spleen cancer, $1,800. Cancer of the eyelid, $717. Kidney stones or bladder stones, $1,200. Liver cancer, $8,500. And these auricular hematomas where you got, blood-filled cyst in the ear, $296. Those are the top dog surgeries. What about cats? Tooth extraction, $923. Skin abscess comes next at $450. Benign skin mass, $290. Bladder stones, $985. Cancer of the abdominal wall, $812. How is cancer of the abdominal wall cheaper than a tooth extraction? I don't get that. Malignant skin mass, $1,500. Multiple bite wounds from other animals, $266 to take care of. Cancer of the liver, $778. Cancer of the mouth, $1,100. Cancer of the nasal cavity, $926. It's because, you know, they stick their noses into everything. That's kind of expensive. When my cat had renal failure, we went through, you know, the first $2,000 overnight. And we were like, whoa. We bought the Epogen. Same thing, I guess, Lance Armstrong used. Rithopoietin. We did the fluids at home. We got the port put in at the vet, and then I was the one that administered the fluids and the treatment. You know, it was already a progressive disease. So even though they had offered to euthanize, earlier, I was like, let me see what I could do, you know, because the cat would still show love. You know, I guess I never had to put a cat, an animal down. So I always thought that the animal would really look sick or wouldn't pay attention to you. This cat was still communicating to me. But once I saw that he was in a lot of pain and would barely move and was really suffering, we were like, okay, no, it looks like this is, you know, yeah, So, you know, we euthanized, you know, took him to the vet, and that was really hard. That was a bad day. That was a very bad day. So, you know, that's why Shaky Boo I bring, you know, with me to the studio, because Shaky Boo was the brother of Bake, Shake and Bake. And so, you know, Shaky Boo's okay. He's a strong man. Very, very, very strong. You know, now he has a couple girl kittens, rescue cats that love him and flirt with him and, you know, rub their tail up by his nose. So he's being entertained. But, you know, so anyway, I don't know what to tell you when it comes to veterinary insurance, but just keep in mind that if you are right now, you know, very, very financially strapped, and you have taken on the responsibility of having pets, a lot of us will get pets because we do it for selfish reasons. Okay? We want to have somebody greet us at the welcoming committee. We want to have love in the house. We want to make our kids happy. We're coming up on Christmas time. A lot of times people get pets, etc. And that's okay. Even if you get a rescue cat or a rescue dog, there's still always that little bit of selfish reason that you're doing it for. Of course, because, you know, you want somebody to love, and that's okay. We're allowed to have some selfish reasons to get a pet. You know, a lot of times we want to save a pet just to save the pet. We do, but we still benefit. And we're allowed to acknowledge that. But sometimes we forget to think that we are taking on all the expense that could come with it. And do not adopt an animal that you are not going to take care of fully. Okay? I can't tell you how many times we hear stories of people just dropping the animal off at the vet and leaving. I mean, the vet will do their best they can, but there's only so much, you know, these you know, veterinarians and stuff can do. You know, I mean, you know, would you drop off your mother-in-law at a doctor's office and race off? I know the thought probably occurred to you, but, you know, you can't do that. Somebody's got to take care of him. And you need to realize that if you're like, oh, let's get him a puppy. You know, I know we're, you know, having some bad financial times, but that'll cheer everybody up. Okay, well, you know, you may want to think about pet insurance. All right, because, I mean, these animals need medical care, too. I just don't know much about pet insurance. When I talked to my husband about it, he was, you know, worried that a lot of the pet insurance doesn't cover what you really, really need. You know, like hip dysplasia with dogs, things like that. There's a lot of exclusions. So with that, you know, how do you, you know, how do you protect yourself from, you know, financial, you know, ruin by some of these, you know, heavy duty surgeries that these animals need? But make sure you guys look into it. You know, I don't really watch the whole Kardashian saga, but apparently there was news today that people are trying to figure out who Khloe Kardashian's husband or father was. I thought Bruce Jenner was the father of all the Kardashians, but I guess not. I don't know. And I guess there's been some concern that Khloe Kardashian looks a lot like Lionel Richie's daughter, Sophia. And so they think these two could, I don't know, I don't see it. I think a lot of stars all look the same because everybody kind of goes to the same hairdresser and gets the same makeup done, etc. So I had no idea that they were thinking that O.J. Simpson was her father. I had no idea. And now they think it could have been Lionel Richie. I don't really like to get into any of this, you know, Hollywood hype stuff because I don't know what's true, etc. But it's a headline, and I'm just as confused as you are. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down.
Hang
me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. GetTheTea.com.
At 30DayFoodSupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.